Village. It's your man KJ. We are live in the Village, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and set up the Facebook Live link so everybody can know what's going on. We're getting ready to do this live podcast. Got quite a few topics want to discuss today. Got my brother Slink. What's up, Slink? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing well, man. Doing well, man. Just happy to be on the Village, chopping it up with you. What's up with you, man? How you doing?
Right. I sent you that text message the other day. One second.
Yeah.
Join Village for Live Podcast. You guys give me a second here doing all the stuff that an engineer would do if I had one. P-R-M-O. All right. And we're going to go live. All right. Let's get that just load up. But yes, Link, that design I sent you for the new shirts.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm actually trying to just, like, I'm literally working on creating a whole line of stuff very similar to that.
I like that.
So, yeah, it's a work in progress, man. And, you know, but I love it at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's going to take some time. It's going to take some time and it's going to take some effort on my part because it's something that I definitely outside of this. So it's just one of those things. And let me share one more thing here. Share to the Welcome to the Village Facebook page. This is the beauty of having an engineer. Is that right, Slink?
Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah.
All this stuff would be
that's would what be the engineer ready. Does, man.
Yep, they would have all this ready to go. I just gotta boom hit play.
Mm-hmm. Engineer take care of it for you.
Yep. We'll get there. I ain't tripping.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all good.
All right, Village. So let's jump into these podcast topics here. Okay, so here we are, Slink. Let's talk about this bombing of at Sri Lanka. If you guys don't know much about it, let me pull up the story here real quick, and we'll sit here and be able to discuss it a little bit more. It's been such a tragic story. One second here. You guys got to forgive me this time here. Okay, so the bombing in Sri Lanka, we now know that American lives were lost as well. I think the one of the bigger things about this is it's being claimed by those that are religious extremists who identify as followers of Islam, right? The biggest portion that I need people to really understand, and I will always discuss this in regards to religious extremism, is you cannot put everybody into one box. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You can't say all of Islam is bad because of these individuals. You can't say that because mm-hmm. I am not going to put all of Christianity based on the beliefs of the KKK. Right?
Absolutely.
We identify as a Christian group, right? Mm-hmm. Can we say all Christians are bad because of that? No, we cannot. And so until we can continue to say that we have to separate the two, then guess what? I'm not going to buy into that. So I'm going to throw it to you. What are your thoughts about the Sri Lanka church bombing? And then I'm going to give you some real statistics afterwards. So go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, man, it's a sad thing that happened. That happened in Sri Lanka on Easter. You know, it did it. You know, the perfect day to get as much pub or however you want to say much attention to it. But you know, it is a sad thing. But you know, like this goes back and forth. Like they do, like just like this church was bombed, mosque were bombed by pretty much Christian extremists. So it goes back and forth. It's like it's crazy because this has been going on for hundreds of years. I mean, people don't realize that, but the war between these religions has been going on forever to impose, I mean, their ideology on the masses. So, you know, and that's kind of almost what it's like. It's not like politics, but in a way it kind of almost is in a way. It's like, yeah, they're trying to basically in any way, shape, form, disenfranchise, negate anything they could think of to do to the other religion that they see as their enemy. So this has been going between, especially between these two religions. There's religious animosity between a lot of different religions, but between these two religions, it's been going on. That's what the Crusades were. You see these movies and you see these, and you read in the Bible and you read about all this different stuff. Crusades, that's what it was. It was basically Christians fighting Muslims, Muslims fighting Christians. They would go off on, basically they have wars, basically. So this is nothing new. But what it is like when you have something like religion, what the basic, one of the basic principles of most religions that I've seen is basically, is kind of like, is love. So it's kind of hypocritical of both of the religions and you know, in a way, or those sects of the religion, not the tired, like you said, we're not going to lump everybody in one big bowl. But, you know, they're sowing division in it. And it's a tried and true, method, and they've been doing it forever. And it goes on just like, you know, it's still going on. You see it now. People are like, okay, this is what we say. We told you about these Muslims, but a couple weeks ago, you had somebody that, and I know they identify with a Christian background. They went into a mosque, taped it, did some heinous stuff, and shooting up stuff and killed a bunch of people. So just like you could point it out at somebody else, you know, they could do the same thing to you.
Exactly.
So it's like hypocritical for people to be like, "What we told you." But people that are thinkers and people that invest some of their time in trying to straighten their knowledge base and broaden their mind, they know better. Like me and you, we know better.
Yes.
You know? But a lot of people don't, you know, and a lot of people take whatever the news cycle gives them and they take it for what it's worth and they just run with, you know, mm-hmm. Like one of the things, you know, you can't believe everything somebody tells you. You know, they tell us that as kids growing up, like, don't believe everything, you know. So, yeah, that's how I feel about it, man. What do you think?
I'm going to say this before I start really getting into the weeds of what happened. This is how I feel about it, man. You know, like I said earlier, I'm not going to lump everybody in, right? But this is a number that I want you guys to realize. In regards to religious extremists who identify as followers of Islam, I believe their percentage is like 0.001 of a percentage identify as what I like to call religious extremists who follow Islam, right? This argument that all Muslims are bad, or all Muslims are this, or all Muslims are that, if that were the case, bro, let's be honest here, we'd all be dead. If all of Islam did what these religious extremists did, we'd be dead, right? Then we could have a valid argument as to not allow people into this country who are from Muslim countries, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when you really sit back and look at the news and look at what's going on, you have Muslims, right, being attacked by other religious extremists because they don't want to follow suit with what they believe. So if you ever believe in your righteous mind that all of Islam is bad, I encourage you, please, people, go and look it up for yourself. You have to start doing that. There's no if or ands or buts about it. You have to go and look up this stuff for yourself because we're in this era where we're getting what I like to call the cliff notes of what's really going on in the world, right? We get a 5 to 10 minute segment sometimes of what's going on, and then that's what we project onto the world through social media, through memes, through all kinds of different things. We project 10 minute clips of what we get onto the world. Right. And I think that's one of the things that we're going wrong. That's one of my views. We're going wrong there. Instead of going to get the story for yourself, we're choosing to take these little 10-minute clips and use it. And some people have really strong voices. Right. And when they say it, people listen and they follow it and they believe it. We can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Excuse the narrative, man. It's not a truthful narrative. The narrative should always be true. Should be true. That's what the media is for, just to put the truth out. But everybody has a vested interest in whatever side they they see fits their agenda, or that they, you know, their mindset. So what happens is they're bank things, your opinions, not my opinion, your opinion generally, but in general, they're in the business of swaying and gathering opinions and gaining your opinion. So what happens is if they see, like, basically, you know, like you're saying, like, they're, you're not getting the full gist of the information, you're like getting cliff notes. This is one of the things like I learned, like, in my earlier days in school, like, you know, an instructor taught me, like, basically, you know, you have to, when somebody gives you information, you need to seek out a little bit more. It's almost like say a person goes to the doctor and the doctor tells them something, you know, that you're sick with this illness, right? You go get a second opinion. You do that same thing with your information, unless it's something that's just like, you know, that's just really pretty much a real simple issue. That's just like, bam, it is what it is. There's no way you could, this could be swayed to the left, to the right, to the up, to the down. It's just, it is what it is. But most issues aren't like that, especially when it comes to deep issues like what we're talking about now, you know? So, you know, and another thing you have to look at too, like you'll see, like you get this back and forth between those two major religions, that is Christianity and the Muslim faith. You get the back and forth of you know, you'll see Christians, like, I'm not generalizing, but I'm saying, like, you'll see, like, Christians, they'll vilify, you know, Muslims. I mean, we're per se not in a Christian country, but it is a Christian country. I don't care what nobody says, it is a Christian country. And so they vilify the other side, and in the other side, you know, and so, but you look at it too, and I hate to throw race in things too, but when you look at the demographics that come along with these religions, right? You have people of all colors in these religions, right? Mm-hmm. When you look at the Muslim religion, what color are they majority? They're brown people. Mm-hmm. They're brown people. And like I said, when it goes back to ancient days when they were going to fight the Crusades, they were going to fight brown people. You're having people from Europe going to fight brown people and or whatnot. So you still have that. That's how deep this discord is, this topic is, man. That's how deep it is, man. It's in fabric. It's like a fabric thing. It's like, it's really, really deep, man. So, and it's something that's been going on before we were even here, before we were born, you know. And like most things, we deal with the same stuff that people were dealing for generations ago, right? But it's different now. And what's different about it is just technology and the way things are the access that we have to stuff and the way things are presented in this world. But everything is still pretty much the same because humans are humans. Mm-hmm. And human nature is human nature. It is what it is.
Exactly.
You know, so, yeah. 100% what'd you say?
There, man. So I'm going to read a little bit of this here. Right now, the death toll is about 290 people thus far have been killed by this vicious attack, right? There are many more that have been injured and so on and so forth. I believe they're trying to say ISIS may be where they're pointing the finger at. From the last report that I saw or that I read, I've been trying to get updates on this as I go throughout my day. Today was a little hectic today, folks. Sorry about that. I couldn't quite get everything that I wanted. But I believe it's ISIS that they're pointing the finger at. But again, Slank, the key to this is, yes, ISIS is a religious extremist group. Do they follow the Quran? Are they claiming Islam? Yes, they are. But once again, we cannot fall into this, oh, we need to blame all of Islam for the actions of it. That's what I really want people to get out of this. The people that lost their lives, the innocent people that lost their lives, man, I feel for them. I feel for their families. I feel for anyone that loved them. I do. You know what I mean? They're, and I hate to say it like this to sound so cold, but their lives are over, right? And it mm-hmm. sucks. It does. It absolutely sucks. Their lives are now over behind stupidity. Mm-hmm. But what we cannot do as a society, I'm not just saying as Americans, as a society, we cannot continue to say all of Islam is bad. We cannot say that. I refuse to say that under any circumstance, right? I don't care if it's my family that gets attacked. I served with men and women who were Muslim. Guess what? They denounce that kind of behavior. That's not what Islam represents. I heard that so much. That is not what we represent. They are wrong for what they do. So until we get to that point where we can honestly look at each other and say, hey, yes, people that say they follow the faith that you follow, you know, if we can separate all these different factions of racial hate groups and this, that, and the third, we have to be able to separate Islam from radical people. That's all I really got, man. That's why I really want to discuss this, because it still blows me away when we hear stuff like that, Slink. And it does bother me. So, you know, I got nothing else on this. Again, this is an awful terrorist attack. It's awful. Yeah. Innocent people lost their lives, right? Yeah, it's horrible. Pray for their families. Pray for the people that love them. Pray for them. That's all you can do. But please do not use this as an opportunity to say all of them are bad.
Yeah.
That's what I want people to understand.
Yeah, we definitely, man. And lastly, man, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we definitely have to like what you said. That's a prime thing right there. That's very important. We have to understand that you can't lump them all. We don't do that. And listen, I'm not trying to be divisive right here. I'm really not. And I'm not trying to, like, stoke things. We need to give the same respect all around when it comes to these situations. We don't do that when we have these Christian fanatics doing these things, right? We don't say all Christians are bad. The world's not trying to condemn them. We're not trying to create a narrative where everybody that has anything to do with that with Christianity is a bad person. We don't do that with Christianity, do we? We don't do that with a lot of these other religions. We don't do that, but we seem to particularly point out and do that with these folks. So it should be the same standard across the board. So and like you said, that's a horrible thing that happened, and my heart goes out to those folks. You know, I saw it like when it first happened, because my hours are kind of different, because I'm up late. Like the nighttime is my daytime pretty much. And so I saw when it first hit the boards, like it wasn't even on national news. I was like, when it first happened, I was looking into it. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, man, this is horrible. I mean, like, people can't go and worship and worship the God that they want and just be comfortable and have a place of sanctuary. It goes in both, you know, every mosque, churches. You see, you know, out here in my home state, Louisiana, churches being burned. You know, I mean, it's just people have to have tolerance towards each other. I mean, you have to understand, like, one thing that you say a lot, I hear you saying, and I like it. It's a term that a lot of people throw around and use, but it's like, you know, we agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. We be cordial. We be respectful. I know we're in the age of the orange man and things in the age of being uncouth and being unsophisticated and being harsh, being just, and they call it straight to the point, but I call it bullshit, because that's not the way I was raised. And that's not the way generations of people were raised. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I think it's just, it's a venom that we got in society right now that we have to withstand it and fight it. So, but my heart goes out to those folks.
Yeah. That's all we can say. Our heart goes out to them. We wish them the best. We wish their families, we pray for their families that they can get through this time and somehow, some way turn this negative into a positive. I pray that they can actually do this, because it's a hard thing for me and you to sit here and say what we would do or wouldn't feel or wouldn't say, you know what I mean? Until it happens, until you're actually having to face a reality that your family members, your loved ones were killed in the name of religious extremism, right? So I will simply say, Village, pray for them. Pray that they are able to come out on top when all is said and done. It's going to take a lot of time, but pray that these people can come out on top and they can say, hey, we forgive, but we're going to move forward as well. So with that, Sling, are you ready to move on to the next topic, bro?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about this leader of this militia group that's been rounding up people down at the border. Let's discuss this guy.
John Wayne.
Yeah, right. You know what he looks like? Yeah, truthfully. Yeah, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to leave that one alone. John Wayne is a icon in this country, apparently. So leader of militia detaining migrants allegedly said group trained to assassinate Soros, Clinton, Obama, complaint says, right? And the reason why I wanted to discuss this in contrast to what else is going on, it's how one is displayed in the media, we talked about, versus the other one. There are people that are literally saying these men are patriots. What? When you plan to kill people, that does not make you a patriot, because they don't agree or coincide with your beliefs. Now you're a patriot still? No, sir. I'm going to read some of this here. Larry Mitchell Hopkins has been described as the commander of the United Constitutional Patriots detaining migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, a leader of a New Mexico militia that has been detaining migrant families at the U.S.-Mexico border, said the group was training to assassinate George Soros, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama, according to an FBI agent's sworn deposition describing reports phoned into the agency's public tip line. Larry Mitchell Hopkins, 69, who was arrested Sunday on suspicion of being a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition, made an initial appearance in federal court in Las Cruces, New Mexico, on Monday. Hopkins remains in custody pending a preliminary hearing and a detention hearing April 29th in Albuquerque, according to FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office. Okay? You know, let me address this first. First of all, we have customs agents, border patrol, all that stuff, right? That this is their job. You as a citizen, unless I'm mistaken, tell me where it says you can detain another human being. Tell me where it says that that's okay in our Constitution. And if it does say that somewhere, hey, point it to me and I will retract that statement. But until then, who the hell are you? Slink, what do you got, man?
That's that thing. That's the audacity, man. That's that audacity and that privilege feeling, man. That's what that boils down to right there. It's really simple. You know, you have that mentality and that mindset that everything, the world is yours on the platter. So who, you know, and I'm a legal professional. So I can tell you vehemently that there ain't no law in the books that says that. I mean, he's not a peace officer. He's not, you know, he's stepping into immigration. Mm-hmm. That's not even making a citizen's arrest. You're dealing with international, you know, you're dealing with international issues. So, I mean, it's not on you to go out there and to get these militias. Let the people that get paid to do this and that are trained professionally to deal with this issue, let the Border Patrol, the guys in the white and green trucks, let them do. That's not your place. Not your place. To me, that's just this is just an excuse for you to do. I hate to generalize and hate to just assume, but I'm gonna do what I say I don't like to do. I'm gonna assume for you to just get your rocks off, get your bigotry rocks off. That's what that's about. You want to get your bigotry rocks off, and it's a good place for you to get those bigotry rocks off. That's what that's about, bruh. That's what that is right there. And like we said, we were just talking about, and it's funny how all these things, they tie in together. We were just talking about something that's in Sri Lanka on the other side of the country, other side of the world, right? Mm-hmm. And we were talking about narrative, how a piece can be put in the media and can be written, and it can glorify something that's so heinous and just something so wrong that breaks the rules. And you make this person seem like you make these people seem like they're martyrs, and they're not. They're doing illegal actions. It's just illegal what they're doing. They're stepping up. They're stepping beyond their authority, and they don't have authority to do it. They're citizens.
You're stepping above, beyond your pay grade.
Above and beyond their pay grade, bro. You know that's not in their, as a citizen, that's not your job. You let the authorities take you. Mm-hmm. It's not for you to go out there. And I've seen programs on this. This is not something that's new. This has been going on for years, decades. These people that have these farms or they live in these border towns, they gather up folks, you know, the people, you know, there's the same conservative talking points, the same, you know, bigoted talking points, you know, coming to take this, coming to take that, this and that, and the third. It's the same old. This stuff is like the recurring, it's like the hamster wheel. It's the same thing. But to me, that's what that is. That's as simple and as I could put it. It's an easy excuse for those folks to get their rocks off.
Okay. And so I'm going to throw a little bit more into this, man. You know, like I said, how come the narrative is not they were planning to assassinate a former presidential nominee, a former president, and a Democratic donor? Why are we not discussing that more?
I didn't even touch that. Yeah, you're right.
That's another piece of it. You guys want to go, and I'm trying to remove race. But they mm-hmm. were planning to assassinate our very first black president. That's what they were planning.
Now I mean to cut you off, Kev, but are these guys, and this question for you and for everybody else that's out here looking at us, listening, are these folks labeled? are they on the terrorist watch? Are they labeled like they label all kind of other organizations, you know, and they put them on this terror on a terror watch and they list them as a terrorist organization. Are they labeled as that? Is this group labeled as that? These militias, the same. It just doesn't make sense to me. Well, it does make sense. I understand the game and I get it, but it's so hypocritical and it's so like in your face, like, hey, regardless of what you think of a past president or a congressman or public officials, they're citizens of our country.
Mm-hmm.
They're citizens of our country. So you're condoning these people that basically are training to attack citizens of our country. But when you see somebody that has a shade of a few drops of melanin, it's classified as differently. And I hate to throw race in this, but I'm calling it the way it is and what we deal with. I mean, this is it. You know, and people need to look at this stuff. It's nuanced. It's on all kind of levels, on small levels, big levels. It's just pervasive. So when somebody tells you, hey, man, everything's not about race, well, you know what? Pretty much in this country, everything pretty much. And that's not, it's not that where we want it to be that way, but that we want to always be interjecting this into whatever situation. But that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's
what it is.
You're right. They should be labeled. Where's the outcry? You know, just don't see it, man. It's such a double standard and hypocritical. And these are our citizens. These are people, regardless if you don't agree with them, you know, regardless. I mean, just like the dude that was mailing the bombs to people. They should have been such a bigger outcry and stance on that. You know, when they target all those Democrats and all those people, those presidential hopefuls and stuff, when that guy was the Trump supporter that was doing that. And you get nothing from the other side. It should be with all citizens, regardless if you're Republican, if you're Democrat, if you're independent, whatever. We're all citizens here, and we all have the same vested interest. So, and people need to realize that.
Okay, and I definitely have to agree with that sentiment. We're all citizens, right? I was born in Houston, Texas. I'm from this country. I'm a citizen. I have just as much right to feel how I want to feel about a political topic, a religious, whatever the case may be, right? Mm-hmm. I should not be hurt or killed or have my family's life threatened because I believe things a certain way. I believe things different than what you believe. Guess what? Like you said earlier, Slink, agree to disagree, right? I have respect for you as a human being. You have respect for me as a human being. We don't agree. Guess what? We can still have a conversation and be civil. But there should never be a point ever when my life is threatened because I feel a particular way about this issue or that issue. That should never be a thing, right? And so when I look at these individuals, right, and like I said, I'm not going to lump everybody into this, but I look at these individuals, I simply say we need to identify them as terrorist groups. Them. This group is a terrorist group. I'm not saying all Christianity or all militia groups, because there are militia groups that are, from what I've read, that are like, they're just prepared for, you know, like Armageddon, like the end of days and people wanting to take all their stuff at the end of days and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. That's a completely different argument, right? It's not all militia groups. This particular militia group should be labeled as a terrorist group. When you're threatening a woman who was trying to be our first woman president, when you threaten our first black president, right? When you threaten a man who simply says, look, he's a donor. He doesn't believe in what the Republican message is, and he puts his money where his mouth is, and he supports a liberal policy. Mm-hmm. There it is, right? You don't have to like what he does or what they did, but they're still citizens of this country. And when you make threats against them, guess what? Your organization should be labeled as a terrorist group. That's simple to me. It's that simple. So that's what I got out of all that, right? It's that simple. Label it as it is. If you're threatening people's lives and there's mass numbers of you, guess what? You're a group. You're a terrorist organization now. And you should be treated accordingly from the jump. That's all I got, man. So, Slink, before we move on, bro, do you want anything else on this before we move on? Because there's one more topic that I want to hit, and then we'll hit a village idiot and call it a day.
Okay, man, I'm in one accord with you. What you just said. there's nothing more I could even say about it. I mean, we hit it hard on this one. You know, it is what it is. It's pretty self-explanatory. You know, it's really, you know, it's, we're always sitting here talking about, we're always pointing out like hypocritical double standards, and this is just typical, just one of the things that we do. And this is just an example of it, you know, but yeah, we hit it good. I'm ready for the next.
Okay. Let's move on to this final topic here, man. And this is one that you brought to my attention, and I actually was sitting here watching a video trying to get a good grasp of what happened. But apparently there's a video of a Florida deputy slams a high school student's head into the ground. Now, I didn't get to see the, I didn't get to hear the audio. I'm only looking at the video of it. I'm going to say this. It at one point, it does look like this kid kind of bows up to the officer, right? Mm-hmm. It does look like that. I'm going to say it, right? You may or may not disagree with me, Village Slink, but it does look like the kid kind of bows up to the officer, right? Mm-hmm. But this is where I think my grown man comes out.
Yeah.
Right, I'm a 270 pound man. Mm-hmm. If I at any point cannot take a teenager down without spraying him with pepper spray and bashing his head to the ground, I probably should not be doing this job.
Yeah, you shouldn't be a cop.
That's where my argument lies.
I saw that little boy. That's a little boy.
He was little. He was a little boy. He was skinny. He was a skinny little something.
That's a little boy. My 220 would have sat him down easily.
Easy.
That's a little boy, man.
I'm sorry. Even if you had to punch him, right? Mm-hmm. You put that paw on him one good time, mm-hmm. he's going to fold like a lazy boy. I promise you that. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you. This was not like some 6'4", five-star recruit getting ready to head to the University of Alabama. Mm-hmm. Right? This looked probably like a 5'5", 5'6" kid. I'm gonna give him maybe at his heaviest, maybe a buck 70, buck 80.
Yeah.
If you cannot rock this kid, mm-hmm. man, I look at my son. My son is 11 years old. He wears a size 12 shoe. He's about mm-hmm. 170 pounds. I told my son, I said, don't ever get it twisted. I said, you will be bigger than dad. But mm-hmm. I said, I will rock your little ass to sleep if you ever come out of pocket.
Yes, indeed.
I said, don't ever get it twisted. I said, I will rock you to sleep. It's just that simple, right? Okay. So yes. when we see these officers, they're spraying kids with OC spray. I'm thankful that it wasn't a gun.
Yeah. That is the positive side to it. I give it that.
You know, Slink.
He didn't die.
He didn't pull out a weapon. He pulled out his OC spray and sprayed the kid in the face. Mm-hmm. But for me, you lose me when you're bashing this kid's head into it. That's where you lose. So, yes. Slink, I'm going to throw it to you and go ahead, man. Then I'm going to ask you some of the story. Go ahead. Give me your thoughts. Okay.
Yeah. I understand, like, you know, in situations, you have to, as a peace officer, you got to control the situation. And I get it. You know, it's not an easy job. You deal with a lot of stuff. Your name in the community is shit right now because of your own action. But you can't generalize and lump everybody. So I'll put that disclaimer on it. But there's a such thing as excessive force, man. The force needs to be appropriate to the action. Your reaction needs to be appropriate, you know. And I'm thankful that the kid didn't lose his life. You know, he didn't die, didn't get shot, nothing like that. But you see, and I see it lots of times with a lot of these situations, man, when people, even when people are in the wrong, they're mopping off or whatever, it still doesn't give the peace officer the right to bust your ass. Because you could call them whatever. That's their job. Yeah, somebody's upset you pulled them over for a ticket because they know that you're about to make them hurt financially. Yeah, they're mad. Yeah, they're upset. Of course, they're going to be happy to give you roses and shit when you pull them over. So, yeah, people are going to get antsy with you. That's part of your job. Just like a person that's a customer service rep or somebody's working for a business. Customers give you work at the VA, whatever you work for the government. People give you shit all the time. And it's part of your job. Sometimes you have to just situation, calm it.
I've been cussed.
You're there with a bunch of high schoolers. You're not in the middle of the night in some dusty, grimy place, and you're not in an alley somewhere. You're with a bunch of, you know, I mean, I don't care if the kid was big. I don't care if the kid was bigger than he is. It's still excessive.
Yeah.
You pepper sprayed him. You control the situation. And I don't even know if that was, you know, you say the kid's bowing his hands up, clenching his hands. You don't know what that could be about. I mean, that's an opinion kind of thing. That's my observation could be different from yours. I could exactly. I could say that maybe he's afraid. He had these kids living in an age of social media. Maybe he's afraid any interaction with authorities. Maybe he's afraid. Maybe he's seen how other kids are handled. Maybe he is. Maybe he's defensive because you're on him because he didn't do something. Because you just never know. And he's young. And it's a young kid, so they're not going to handle things like adults. And exactly. Some adults will get pissed off and antsy at situations. Mm-hmm.
And that was my next point, Slink. Not to cut you off, brother. That was my next point.
It's all good, bro.
They're kids. Mm-hmm. Their mindset is completely different than mine. I got pulled over the other day, right? Mm-hmm. I was speeding. I knew I was speeding. Guess what? If the cop would have given me a ticket, guess what? I'm mature enough to take that L. Mm-hmm. Keep it pushing.
Yep.
That's where I'm at, right? But I think because I spoke to the officer with respect, I said, yeah. He said, hey, yeah, you know, I clocked you at this speed. What were you doing? I told him, I said, I wasn't paying attention. I said, I'm over here blasting my music, man. I wasn't paying attention. That's it. I would have taken my ticket, kept it pushing. But I'm an adult, right? I'm damn near 40 years old. I think I know how to handle things a little different. You're the same way. I talk to you with respect. You talk to me with respect. There it is, right? But you're talking about a 15, 16-year-old kid. They haven't quite developed that yet.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So when you hit a 15 to 16-year-old with some pepper spray, bruh, they're going to get a little defensive and they're going to want to fight. I think that's their that's standard. I think that's gonna happen, right? Yeah. I think that's what it is. But let me read a little bit of this story here, guys. Now, this is something that I found on News 8 out of Florida here. Fort Lauderdale, the Associated Press, the Broward County Sheriff placed a deputy on restricted duty Friday after cell phone video showed the deputy banging the head of a pepper spray teen against the ground. Deputy Christopher Krikovic, if I'm saying that incorrectly, forgive me, was ordered to surrender his gun and badge until an investigation into Thursday's fight is complete, said Broward County Sheriff Gregory Tony. He took office in January after Governor Ron DeSantis suspended Scott Israel for his handling of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School massacre. We will look at this as a fact-finding measure to make sure we hold folks accountable, Tony said in a videotaped statement. Broward County Mayor Mark Bogan called for Krikovic to be fired and another deputy disciplined, saying on Twitter that their conduct was outrageous and unacceptable. But Jeff Bell, president of the Broward Sheriff's Office Deputies Association, criticized Tony's decision, saying Krikovic and his colleagues were implementing the aggressive police tactics the new sheriff has pushed, which is something that needs to be discussed as well. After Stoneman Douglas shooting, deputies were disciplined for not charging into the school. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, but what that got to do with this?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
With this issue, this is
what
not.
What got to do with this?
This is not a school shooting issue.
Bell, a longtime Israel critic, said the self-defense training Tony instituted has been so aggressive that the union had to file a grievance because deputies suffered concussion, broken bones, and one a brain bleed. What kind of training is this?
Woo, boy, they're scared, boy. They don't know what to do, man.
Okay. All right, Slink. So I've just read a small snippet of that. Here it is. Here it is, Slink. I get it. These cops are putting their lives on the line, right? And like anybody, they simply want to do their job and go home to their families, right?
Yeah.
Being a police officer, deputy, sheriff, whatever the case may be, it's a dangerous job. It really is. I understand, right? I'm not a police officer, but I understand. You have to do what you have to do to go home at the end of the day. But you also have to realize that not every situation requires a knockdown, drag-out fight to get out of. Mm-hmm. Sometimes simply using your words diffuses the situation, right? And with this kid, and I hate Monday morning quarterbacking in regards to this, because I'm not a cop, I don't know the ins and outs of their statutes, how they do things. But spraying a kid with OC spray, and then you kind of wrestle to the ground. And for me, he's on the ground. Let's quickly try to get him in handcuffs.
Yeah.
But the slamming.
Slam his head down.
But I will post a video later on Welcome to the Village Facebook page. You guys that will see this, you guys give your thoughts. I'm not going to hold anyone wrong or accountable if they say the officer was justified. Because like you said, Slink, it's all about perception.
Mm-hmm.
If this officer felt like he was being threatened, then, you know, he felt like he was being threatened. But if your training says otherwise, then that's what you got to go with. Your thoughts, Slink?
It just looks suspect, man. It, to me, it's just excessive because you have the young man that you're in an advantage as a peace officer in these situations, right? You have the training. You know how to deal with these situations. You know how to physical. You know how to restrain these situations. You already pepper sprayed the young man. You know he's a buck 50 soaking wet. You already sprayed him. You know you got him down. Just handcuff him and sit his butt on the corner on the curb and do what you got to do. You know. But what's the sense and what's the humanity behind slamming his head? First of all, you could kill him like doing that. You honestly really could kill somebody. You like the head, you could hit a good time in that head, in that noggin, you could die. So you have to, it's excessive. I mean, and then like there's a question too. Like I was reading an article, basically like the kid basically was like, this was trying to get the cell phone of the other kid that you were roughing up. Your cell phone drop, I go to grab his cell phone, and now I'm in trouble because I just grabbed a kid's cell phone. So it's a lot more to this because this has just come out. So this is a couple of days in the news cycle. So you know how it'll be. Different news cycles will give you a little different tidbits. And so all you guys out there, you just got to search for the info, you know, go to different media sites and kind of decipher what you need to decipher to gather your opinion on it. But, yeah, in my opinion, I just think it's excessive.
Yeah, and I'm always going to try to look out for kids, man. Like you said, there are some kids out there, Slink. You know, you're looking at some of these kids, they grown.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 6'3", 6'4", 5260. Just
living,
I don't know what.
Oh, yeah, I got a big one, too. I got a couple big ones there. Yeah, man.
I'm
bigger than me. I'm like 6'3", 20. They make me look little. I'm like,
yeah. Okay. So I get it, right?
Yeah.
But you and there's got to be some kind of change. There's got to be some kind of accountability with all this, man, because they're teenagers. They're going to do dumb stuff, right? No parent, white, black, Mexican, green, pink, or whatever, wants to see their child's head being slammed into the ground.
Absolutely.
Right? No parent wants to see their child get sprayed with pepper spray. No parent wants to see that, right?
Nobody does.
Right?
Think about it like this. That officer, now all you guys out there, anybody listening to this, do you think that officer would like somebody else to handle his child like that?
No.
That's the point. That's how, when we get ready to do things, we need to think about shit like that. We're like, look, my little man, my girl, my kid, my mom, my dad, whoever, my blood, would I want them to do what I'm about to do to this kid? I'm about to wreck this kid. I'm about to tear his ass up. Would I want somebody to do that to my kid? I see what the situation is. Yeah, he maybe was a little bit out of pocket.
There's
a bunch of kids around here. There's a bunch of high school. You know how high schoolers are. You know how kids are.
They're in a
group of their peers.
Yes.
You say something crazy to them, they know they're getting in trouble. They still, because they're with their peers, they will tell you some smart shit. They will tell your ass off. Because they're with their peers. It's peer pressure. They're not going to sit there and just be like, okay. Then you can get them to do that after you show a force, you know, but you can still show a force in a different way. Mm-hmm. You don't have to slam. You already got the situation under control. Why are you slamming the kid's head into the ground?
Exactly.
You know,
I Slink, you know, personally, I am okay with getting in a kid's face and just letting them know. Old school RDC style. Rip them to pieces if you need to, right? I would rather do that than get physical with anybody. I would rather rip you to pieces verbally than have to put my hands on you, right?
Embarrass that little ass.
Embarrass
that little ass and they're done. You don't understand the word, the power of the tongue and the lips, man, is a powerful thing.
It is.
You can change the world with it, and you definitely can influence one individual, and you can influence, it's like you said, like basically, man, we got to do a little bit more of this talking and the persuasion with our mouth and our brains.
Mm-hmm.
Vice the physical. Vice, like, now, anything that this cop has done good, is in that community or whatever. He could have been a stand up guy. That's all just gone now.
I'm gonna disagree with you, Snake. I'm gonna disagree with you.
You don't think so?
No, because I try not to take people out of one bad decision, right? I try not to take people and he made a bad choice. If he has a history of this, that's something that needs to be looked into, right?
Yeah.
But if he made a bad decision, a bad choice, I'm going to simply say, hey, you know what? Whatever's going on, you're dead wrong for this. You could lose your job, but I'm not going to label you a bad person because you made this one bad decision, right? I try not to do that. That's my
I feel you absolutely, and I try to do the same thing too. But when I say this, I'm not saying you or I. I'm talking about in society. You know the society that we live in. You know how he is labeled now. That's a wrap. I mean, me and you, we believe in like, okay, well, let's look at the situation, second chances. Let's look at your history, what you've done in the past. You've done all the, that's why I was saying all the great stuff that he's done. It could be, that could be just for naught now. That could be ruined because that's the society that we live in. Really, that's what we live in. I won't say that everybody's like that, but a good portion of our society is like that. They're going to judge you. And we see it every day when we pop open our phone. It's all just judgmental shit. It's all people like not giving people the benefit of the doubt and just rushing to judgment. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's going to happen with this too. I mean, we could only go off of face value what we see and the excessiveness of it, you know.
An investigation.
But I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah, a full investigation needs to happen. We need to find the fact finding. Need to figure out what happened. Right? Did this officer's behavior warrant that? I don't think it does, but here I am. I'm not a seasoned investigator. I wasn't there. I don't know what the officer was thinking. I don't know what the kid was saying. We don't know all this stuff. All we're looking at is a little minute and a half long video, and this is what we have to draw our conclusions off of, right?
Mm-hmm. So absolutely.
All I'm going to simply say is let's get a full fact-finding investigation to figure out what happened. But me, as a human being, I'm number one. If I spray you with some OC spray, come on, at that point, you're going to the ground. I'm going to put you on the ground.
That's military grade, baby. He uses military grade, man. Yeah. That stuff will knock a cow down.
Bruh, that's military I've been grade. Sprayed with that stuff, and let me tell you, I couldn't respond after I was sprayed.
You can't breathe. You can't see.
Absolute worst.
Man, that stuff will send you to the hospital.
Bruh.
Hospital.
I remember when I got sprayed with OC, I had got the initial stuff off of me, right? I go get in the car. It was hot. So it reactivated while I was driving home.
Yep.
Let me tell you, I had to just pull over and sit. Wait for it to stop. I couldn't do nothing. So,
hey. It's potent stuff. I have that. I have that and all kind of other stuff to protect myself, but I keep stuff like that. I carry that with me when I go around. I have that. I know it sounds crazy, but I have that and a taser with me. Every time you see me, I have that and a taser with me wherever I go. So the thing is this: one time I basically was testing it out. Right, I was outside in the middle of the run, I was moving the little nodule to kind of get it right and kind of make sure it doesn't go off accidentally, an accidental discharge, right? And I'm messing with it and messing with it. And I swear, just came out that it had me sitting on the ground. Had me sitting on the ground coughing, snotting, couldn't see. Just a little bit of it got out. That stuff is potent, man.
It's strong.
So when I see people get hit with that,
you
can't defend yourself with that once you get hit with that, man.
That literally for me is oh Lord. As soon as they say OC, what do you want me to do? What do you need me to do, officer? What do you need? I don't want that taser. I don't want that OC spray, and I damn sure don't want that gun. Mm-hmm. That's me. But I'm grown. I got a wife. I got kids to raise. I got people that want me to come home. I'm going to sit my ass down and shut up, right? But that's here nor there. I'm grown. This is a child. Like I said, Sling, in conclusion, Sling, there needs to be a full fact-finding investigation and figure out what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
If this officer was proven to act maliciously, he should lose his job.
Yeah.
That's simple.
No doubt about it. That's kind of where I'm at on it too. I have the same sentiments about it, you know. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah. All right, Slink, let's move on here. We got one more thing to cover, bro. We got a village idiot, and
let's get it.
I got one for you. We got a village. Lord,
let's get it.
We got. I I'm a bet you, y'all, with this village idiot, there are people that have actually thought about this, but they never did it. So let me go ahead and get this article queued up here, and let's go ahead and screen share with you guys. All right. Pizza restaurant closed after employees put laxatives on pies. I'm not gonna play that. Let's just read a little bit of this here. That's a bad start. Sounds like one crappy meal. That's just not necessary.
Nice pun.
Good pun.
Good pun. Started off well.
That starts off bad. Okay. A pizza restaurant in Springtown, Texas had to close this weekend after it was discovered that employees put laxatives on at least one pie. On Friday night, the Springtown Police Department got a call about possible food tampering at Mr. Jim's pizza location. Apparently, one of the employees posted on social media, and that's what these people, everybody looking for their 15 seconds of fame.
Oh, boy.
Social media that they were putting Miralax is. Miralax is a brand of laxatives on pizza. According to the Dallas Fox affiliate KDFW, authorities said three employees admitted putting the laxatives on at least one pizza that ended up being eaten unknowingly by a coworker. Well, I mean, look, at least it was isolated to an in-house incident. Right?
Yeah.
The employee who ate the prank pizza got sick, but the people who made the pizza denied putting laxatives on the pizza purchased by the public. That's a tough one.
Yeah, man.
The city's health inspector pulled the business health permit and shut down the restaurant until an inspection scheduled for today, according to the Foxworth Star-Telegram. Damn.
Two things at the same time. I feel bad for the owner of this, or the owner of this establishment.
He got a bunch of idiots working.
He gotta be so mad, but he's the one who hired this person. But you can't tell what a person's gonna do. But damn, he got some badass teenagers in there, man. Look at that right there.
He's literally got that. Some Beavis and Buttheads working.
That's
straight
it.
Straight up.
Absolutely.
You have the Beavis and Butthead generation working for you right now. That is absolutely insane. As stupid kids, I'll admit to putting laxatives in somebody's soda as a kid. Right? I did it. As a teenager, I did it. Right? But it was like my friends, my local, my little peer group. We used to do dumb stuff like that.
Oh my God.
It's been hilarious. Done to me, whatever.
You go
take care of your business, and you laugh, and then you push it.
Yeah.
But in no way, shape, or form did I ever say to myself, I'm going to do this at my job.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a bad move, man.
That's a bad look.
I get the prankness of it, and it didn't affect the public. But the thing is this. Whoever they did the prank to, they really need to take kindly to, because that's the person that went to the police and went and told about this. The person with the mud butt is the one that went and told. You know what I mean? So I don't know if they were really any buddies like that. Because I know if I got by a buddy like that, you know, back then, even now, I'd be like, you know what? That's between us. We had that bond.
Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna get you back.
Twin, got but you.
Sometime between now and eternity, I'm gonna get you back for this.
Yeah.
You know, but that don't seem like they were buddies to person that they did that to.
No.
Oh my God.
No, they were not friends.
Man, they just single-handedly took them down, man. The business like diarrhea, man. Took the business down, man.
Yep.
That's horrible. When I saw that, I said, you know what? I said, I'm gonna have to hit Kev up with this one right here. I'm gonna have to let him check this one out for the village idiot. This one may be a good, this is a good candidate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got tired of picking on Florida. I found like there were like four different things on Florida in the news right now.
Oh God.
And we're always finding stuff, and so I have real good friends from Florida. I've been to Florida, like Florida, you know, so I don't want it to seem like we're always coming out. Because I have a buddy that watches our show. He's really in tune and engaged with us. And And if you're out there, I know you're listening, bro. I'm not always trying to come down on your state. I love you, man. It's just, it's not my fault, bro.
It's a lot of material being provided.
So I know where I'm from. We get a lot. We put a lot of stuff in the news too. But yeah, that pizza thing right there is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's some wild stuff, boy. I ain't never ever thought at it because I didn't work the little fast food jobs, you know, coming up. I think we've all done a little fast food job. Excuse me. And I ain't never said to myself, man, I'm going to put some laxatives because he was a jerk. I ain't never said that.
Yeah.
Now, friends, outside of work, man,
oh, yeah.
I got you. Trust me when I say. I didn't lace your Coke with some something.
Oh right? Yeah, we're gonna prank. We're gonna do the funnies on the show. Definitely going to.
Yeah, all day. Mm-hmm. All day. All right, Slang Man, that's the end of the show, bro. Tell the village how they can get a hold of you, please.
Hey, yeah, you guys can find me at Slang Grindstone. And I'm pretty much everywhere else on the net. You can find me. Just type in Slang Grindstone, you'll find me.
Okay. If you guys want to get a hold of me, I'm at Enlighten My Mind on Twitter. I also handle the village Twitter handle at W2 The Village. Slink's Twitter handle is at Slink Grindstone. The show can be heard on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, Tumblr by searching for Welcome to the Village. Zoom replays are on the Welcome to the Village YouTube channel, and they're also on the Welcome to the Village Tumblr page. If you guys want to email us, welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Website, welcometothevillage.wixsite/website. And simply put, just subscribe to me or subscribe to Welcome to the Village on Zoom. Create a free account and come join us if you guys want to join us. The other thing the village is working on, I've already sent it to Slink and I've sent it to Chance. The shirt designs that I'm working on, the label, the clothing line I'm working on. Let me tell you, it is, whoever said working in fashion, it's just easy. It's great. No. I have designed another shirt, and let me tell you, I am particularly proud of this design. I'm not ready to release it just yet, but it's got a whole thing behind it, a whole slogan, a whole saying, a whole everything. And it is a work in progress, and just stand by. And I think my design was inspired because, number one, when you guys actually get to see the design, you'll understand. And then number two, I want to be my own sponsor. I don't want to have to depend on other people to support the village. I want to be able to sit back and say, this is what I'm using to support the village,
mm-hmm.
right? I want that kind of money, yeah. right? I want that universe money. You wake up and there's a few grand because you made some shirt sales and stuff like that. I want
there
that universe. I call it, Michelle, I call it universe money.
There you go.
You wake up and the universe is giving you money. Actually, you made some sales, but when you're making money in your sleep, it's called universe money.
That's it, man.
That's what I want. I want universe money.
Mindset. That's the mindset,
that's
man.
That's what I want.
So everybody listening out there, man, support this, man.
That's
this
it.
Man has a good cause. Has a good cause. It's all about love. It's all about empowerment. It's all about knowledge. It's all about bringing people together. That's what we're about, man. Support this podcast. Support this movement, guys. Put the word out. Spread these videos. Put the word out, man. You know, and be interactive. Interact with us, guys. Interact with this man. Beautiful stuff he's trying to do.
And even if you don't agree with us, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Share the video anyway. People that you know agree with you, mm-hmm. right? Share the video, right? And give me your feedback. Send me an email. Yeah. Tell me why you feel the way that you feel. I got no problem with people how they feel about stuff, but be respectful.
I'll never
disrespect you how you feel. And there it is.
There it is. Be respectful. We could all learn from each other. Even people that we see that we're totally different from, opposite in viewpoints, there's always a glimmer of something that each one of us could take from those conversations and those interactions with each other,
mm-hmm.
from both sides of the table. And that's the only way, if you have an issue or problems that we have in society, the only way they're going to be addressed is just talking about it. Putting your head in the sand and ignoring things and things that make you uncomfortable, not want to engage that and engage people that have different viewpoints, is not going to solve anything for us. So we all need to come together, and this is it, man. This man right here is doing a great thing. I've been with him for years, and this thing is going to blow up. But you guys, we need you. He needs you guys. So let's do something, guys. Let's make this happen.
All right. Village, you heard our thoughts. Give us your thoughts back. Welcome to the Village at gmail.com. Send us an email. Slink, my brother, great show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Village, as the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great night. Bye.
Peace, guys.
You're rocking with the Village. You rocking with the Village. You rocking. Get it.